A Person of Principle, Altair Kalsager, The Small History, is book in the field of biographical evaluation. It was written by 9th century Islamic scholar Imam Bukhari. In this book, he has compiled some thought-provoking incidents of the early Muslims. He relates how the second caliph Umar ibn al-Khattab once asked some of his companions what their greatest wish was. One of them said that he would like to possess a house full of dirhams, which he would spend for the cause of God. Umar insisted others to express their wish, whereupon one said, "I wish that I could have this house full of gold, so that I could spend it in God's path." A third one said, "I should like to have this house full of diamonds, which I could spend for the cause of God." Umar again asked them to suggest some other wish, but beyond the first three wishes, they were unable to think of anything further. Umar then said to them, "My greatest wish, on the contrary, would be to have this house full of men like Abu Ubadah ibn al-Jarrah, Mu'adh ibn Jabal and Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman. Men such as these I would put to the service of God." The most valuable asset in this world is a conscientious human being who has his opinions without becoming obdurate, and who can listen to criticism of himself dispassionately, and with the same objectivity with which he weighs up praise. There is no more valuable asset in this world than a conscientious human being of the type who has his opinions without becoming obdurate, and who can listen to criticism of himself dispassionately, and with the same objectivity with which he weighs up praise. Such a balanced person does not waver from his principles. He recognizes the importance of being able to disagree, without allowing his difference of opinion to bring about disunity. It was men of such character that Umar had in mind when he mentioned the above three names. It is men who make history, not resources. Resources in the hands of competent men bring positive results. On the contrary, the same resources when handled by incompetent men bring failure, loss and misery.